Talk a bit about the type of work that you did when you were here before on the Tongass.
Well, some of the different jobs I had there, my first few years in Alaska, I was the planning team leader for the 1997 Record of Decision and Forest Plan for the Tongass Land Management Plan. And then from there, and really the bulk of my career in Alaska was as the regional director for recreation, lands, and minerals. And just prior to leaving Alaska, I was the deputy regional forester for business operations there in Juneau, Alaska.
You're going to be dealing, as you well know, with some really highly controversial stuff and issues. How do you see working with the differing groups, and do you see ways of resolving some of the long-time differences and controversies that surround, mainly the timber program on the Tongass?
Well, I think, as you know, Matt, it'll take a little time to get back into the state, into the issues, and in particular those involving the Tongass and the Chugach National Forest. But one of the things that I greatly value and believe that I'll bring to the position in Alaska is the ability to collaborate, work well with others across diverse stakeholder and groups, as well as communities of interest. So I look forward to engaging others, taking the time to listen, to consider the interests of others, and then look for ways that the agency and stakeholders can find common interests, try to work through some of the difficult problems, identify areas where we agree and we can move things forward. So that will be the approach that I'll take as regional forester, to really work collaboratively with others across the broad range of stakeholders and interests.
Right now, the Department of Agriculture, or at least headquarters, have taken over the decision-making on timber sales that are involve roadless areas of the Tongass. And is that something that you foresee changing at all, or once you take over in the Tongass, or something? Have you talked at all with anyone in the administration about that at this point? Or?
You know, Matt, I haven't at this point in time, and it's something that certainly as I get into the job as regional forester, I'll be taking a look at and getting up to speed on, and perhaps we could visit on that topic at a later date.
Are there changes that you hope to implement in the Tongass under your watch, at least in terms of what you would have authority over as a regional forester?
Well, I am, going to take some time to visit the communities, to visit the forests, the districts, to visit with employees, to take some time to listen, to get up to speed on issues. Some of the things that are, I think, very important not only to me, to the agency, but I think to the people in this country are focused around ensuring that we've got healthy landscapes out there, that we're doing the best we can to manage and protect for our critical water resources, as well as ensuring good watershed health. We have challenges all across this country, and certainly Alaska's no different with some of the impacts of that we're seeing around climate change. So really better understanding what those effects may be, how they may affect our management, and doing all we can and working with various stakeholders in Alaska to ensure that we're really focusing on sustaining, and where we need to, restoring those critical forest landscapes and watersheds. So those will be some key focus areas for me. I'll certainly be taking that time to re-engage in the state with employees, with the issues at the local and regional level.
Do you see more of a focus these days on restoration or forest restoration than there has been in the past? Do you see a changing, the Forest Service's role changing towards more of a focus on restoration as opposed to resource extraction?
Well, I think one of the things that there's a great deal of focus on, I think, right now is ensuring that we have healthy, resilient landscapes, so that as we have some of the issues around warming temperatures, some of the climatic effects, that those landscapes and the way that we manage them can help those landscapes to be more resilient to that change over the long term. So I think there's a greater emphasis on restoration of landscapes. I also think there's a greater focus on working across different land ownerships, bringing some of the newer and innovative partnerships together to actually get work done out on the forest to provide those services and values that our forests provide. There's also an increased, I think, focus on looking at those specific services. You've probably heard of the term ecosystem services, those things that people value and use from the national forest, like recreation, like clean water, clean air, and those kinds of things, and focusing more on ensuring that we're providing that suite of those services and benefits to people as we're managing for the forests and the watersheds.